closing the loop. And if we keep on pumping it out, where to put the excess CO2? Tucked into the bottom of Lynn's lakes on volcanic shoulders, it forms its own gaseous layer till some deadly belch sends it spilling down the slopes, a silent, suffocating flood that drops oxygen breathers dead in its tracks. So no injecting lakes with CO2. The ocean? Here the question is what can live in water turned acidic. Whatever it is, it won't be the coral reef's flora or fish of the oceans that we know. So no. Pumped into rock? What would acid water dissolve and leach into our water tables? What sinkholes open up, swallow our houses? The soil? Salted with composted concrete dust, the fields of corn and soybean could pump CO2 to roots, the roots to soil, where it would bind with calcium to make a pebble coating, calcium carbonate. Good for a while, until the field seize up like rock. So back to what we know. The trees make new plantings mixed with seeds of local rainforest relics where slash and burn has left companionate microfungal net, move northern hardwoods to their new ranges, multiply shaders of city sidewalks and parking lots, fill nurseries with species waiting to colonize the tundra as it unfreezes, populate the permafrost, the Arctic islands under glaciers now, and keep them watered. The UN target this year, 1 billion trees planted, new brooms to sweep the skies, clean of what we can't stop burning.